David Milne bought this old Coast Guard's lookout over 20 years ago. It's still where he lives, but it's now in the middle of Trump territory. Surrounded by Trump International Gulf links, hundreds of acres of rugged coastline and shifting sand dunes turned into a manicured 36 holes that you can play for about $500 a round.
Most people would love to live on a golf course. Why don't you?
Well, because it's always second best to what was there originally. When I came in here, this landscape was untouched. It was one of one in the country. Now, it's just a golf course.
Trump bought the land in 2006. During development, he offered to buy some of the neighbors' places, too.
You know what? Who cares?
He didn't like the look of Milne's.
We're trying to build the greatest course in the world. This house is ugly.
Milne refused to sell.
What does land like this mean to you and your family?
Oh, land is what Scotland is, not just financially, not just in the ground, but it's in the soul of the Scots people as well. It is where we come from and where we go back to.
Scotland is a homecoming for Trump, too. His mom, Mary Ann McLeod, grew up on a Scottish island. He named one of his courses here after her. On previous visits, Trump has been met with protests. In recent months, vandalism on the courses has taken a political tone. Tommy Campbell's leading a protest this weekend and has a message for the president.
They're not welcome here. The policies and the things that you represent in life are completely at odds with everything that we hold dear.
A February poll found around 70% of Scots have an unfavorable opinion of President Trump. But the course employs over 80 people, and the White House says it's had a positive economic impact on the area.
What he's doing is good for North.
We did find someone in favor, and he's a golfer.
I don't disagree with all the protests, but I think there is a time and a place for that, and on the golf course is not the place for that.